Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We got to talk about the draft here, John. We're 2 days away.
Oh, can't wait.
This used to be a week where Lions fans were on edge because you didn't necessarily trust that things would go well. Brad Holmes has alleviated a lot of that angst. Huh. He's taken a lot of drama out of the process. And that, by the way, that's a good trade-off. But he's taken the edge off. And what's that been replaced with? What is the prevailing mood for Lions fans as you head into Thursday night? You're not picking in the top five. You're not picking in the top 10. It's not, oh, I hope my GM doesn't screw this up. John, I think it's been replaced with confidence.
Yeah, I'd give you two words. Excitement with confidence.
I don't want to say it's not exciting, but it's certainly not the edge of your seat. Like, what could happen? He's given himself so much leeway with how he handled free agency. And the fact that he's already shown, hey, I can go outside the box. I can color outside the lines. I've taken running backs and stand-up linebackers. I've drafted tight ends. I've drafted, you know, boundary corners. It does not matter. You feel like whoever they take, you're going to be confident that he's made the right pick.
Right, and to me, that's exciting. It's who's going to be the next Lion, who's going to be the next guy that we're watching that we have confidence in. It's going to be a good player. Now, not everyone is going to be a superstar, but if you're looking at the track record, and with high draft picks, okay, you get superstar ability. And we hit it with, or Brad Holmes said, I say we, like I did anything, Brad Holmes hit it with Amon-Ra St. Brown, with Aleem McNeil. Now, Aleem McNeil, not the same star as Amon-Ra St. Brown, but
right.
In the third round, that's a damn good pick. And now I'm looking at it with excitement because I'm excited to see who is it that maybe we've overlooked. Like, is there somebody that we're not even talking about? And Brad Holmes is going, oh, this is the next Jahmyr Gibbs. Wait till people get a load of this one.
So it's a little bit of Christmas morning feel where you don't know you're going to get, but you're excited. I'll have to look for you on the inside the den, you know, Mr. Wee over there. See if you're in the background when they make the pick. I do think we as fans are excited about where this thing is headed. And you're on the edge of the Super Bowl. It feels like you really can't do wrong here. You know, I don't know that I'd want a receiver, all things considered. But I can't sit here and tell you I'd come in the next morning and be all mopey and pouty about it. I go, you know what? It's another weapon for Ben Johnson to scheme up. It's a guy who hopefully catches the ball on the critical third down and the critical fourth down in the NFC Championship. It wouldn't be my number one need, but Brad Holmes has said, like, I'm not going to draft for need. I'm not going to do whatever these mock drafts think I'm going to do. I might need a corner. If it's the best player, I'll take a corner. I might need an offensive lineman long term, but if there's not one there on the board at 29, I'm not reaching to take a guy who I don't have a first round grade on. And the same thing could be said about the edge position, right? If a freak athlete's sitting there at 29 where they got a chance to move up on the cheap and there's a guy sitting there, he'll do it. And if not, the hell with it. I'm not going to be boxed in and forced to take anybody.
Here's where I'm really excited. I'm excited because I think Brad Holmes, when you look at his track record, just in terms of drafting players, all right, insert good player. Whatever that name, whatever that position, that excites me. But it also excites me because he has been very willing to move around in the draft. Trade up, trade down. If he identifies one, he's willing to give up some capital, go get him, doesn't want to sit there and wait, even if it's just a couple of picks. And I'm excited because I just have this sense that we're all sitting here talking about, okay, they pick 29 and it's draft starts at 8. That's not going to happen until what, 11, 11:15, 11:30, whatever
could
it is.
Be, yeah.
And I just don't think Lions fans are going to have to wait that long. He's going to identify that player that he thinks is the best on the board, but he can also manufacture need based in that. Because if the guy that you need the most, say it's a corner, and he's available at 16, now I want to trade up to that 16 spot, I can fill a need along with best player available because that's who it is at that time. Now the question is going to be, who is that trade partner? Because people always, we always used to be of the mindset, hey, if you have a top five pick, top six pick, whatever it is, trade back, get more capital. Like you want more bites at the apple. And not everybody wants to be a willing trade partner. You look and everybody's pointing to 19, right? Because it's the Rams or, you know, anybody that he's associated with previously, those are obviously possible trade partners. Mm-hmm. You've got to have somebody to trade up or, you know, that's willing to be that partner. And that's what excites me is the mystery of who's that trade partner going to be and how high are they going to be able to go along with what are they going to spend to get there?
Mystery used to be terrifying.
Oh,
mystery used to be, oh, they're going to screw this up some way, somehow. The guy they want's not going to be there. They're going to wait too long. They're going to settle. They're going to reach. They're going to Jelani Tavai, right? Like, mystery is not our friend. Mystery kind of feels like a good thing with Brad Holmes now. Mystery feels like, oh, people can't predict this guy.
Yeah.
Other people, you know, I don't believe GMs are sitting there reading Todd McShay or Mel Kiper or CBS Mock Draft 54. But they do have to do some internal charting of what they expect to happen. And I think Brad Holmes is incredibly unpredictable. How would you predict what this guy's going to do? If you're an opposing general manager, you don't know. And he maintains that. I think that's almost like an asset for him going into the draft. Like an extra chip that he gets to play with because, well, if you think you're going to box me out of a corner, I don't have to take a corner. I've scouted the field. I can take someone in the second. I'm more than comfortable building up my offensive line. He's given himself outs and avenues, and he's flexible. That's the thing we talked about with free agency was if you address the needs in free agency, and he's the one who told us the strategy out loud. If you address the needs in free agency, you can draft your cornerstone in the draft. To your point, if there's not going to be a cornerstone at 29, you trust that he's going to go up and get a cornerstone. And they've scouted some of the high-end corners who, quote, aren't supposed to be there at 29. I think it's because that is a round in the chamber that he's considering.
Yeah, and so I think I've brought you on board with the excitement.
And the more we talk about it.
Yeah, the more we talk about it, because I can hear it in your voice. You're starting to get a little bit excited. But I'm also going to capitalize on the word that you said, the confidence. The confidence in the fact that we have a competent general manager. I mean, the Lions, when could we say we had a competent general manager? It was always, hey, we could be excited about the number one overall pick or number three overall pick or number six overall pick. But in the back of our minds, we're thinking, this guy's just going to be the next bust. Like, that was always a part of it. Now you have confidence that doesn't enter your mind. Like, at some point, it's going to happen. He's not going to bat 1,000.
Yep.
But at some point, is it, I mean, because we've had some picks where he hasn't hit on, but they haven't been the first round guys. Now, okay, you could sit there and say, well, jury's still out on J-Mo, but there were some bumps in the road, but I think he's going to be a really good player. But I have the confidence that we're simply watching a competent GM and maybe more competent than most.
Coming up next, let's mix this in. Best pick, worst pick, head scratcher for Brad Holmes. Because a lot of this is built on Holmes as the calming influence as a galvanizer for this fan base, someone that you can believe in going into the draft. Coming up next, I've got the odds for the positions most likely to be selected by the Lions with their first pick, and we'll look at Brad Holmes' resume a little closer. Best pick, worst pick, head scratcher. Ross Tucker at 7:02. It's 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
He'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.